my love, it's Ruby and welcome to the Rituals to Seven podcast. You're in the right place if you're an online coach excited to meet your first $1 million, and you're even more excited that you finally found someone who's doing it through intuitive flow and spiritual connection. In these episodes, I'll teach you how to grow your business in the most aligned way. Okay, are you ready for the magic? Let's get started with today's episode. Welcome to today's episode with Jocelyn Chong. If you do not know Jocelyn, you are going to feel so connected to her story and very inspired to take massive aligned action in your life. So a little bit about Jocelyn. Jocelyn is an intuitive life and business coach and is also a number one best-selling author for the book Success Codes. Welcome to the podcast, Jocelyn.
Thank you so much, Ruby, for that wonderful introduction.
I'm so excited to have you here. So how are you? You've had quite the year.
I know. I had quite the year, and majority of that part was with you.
Amazing. I know we're going to dig into the whole evolution of your growth and incredible success, but honestly, what an honor it was to work with you and to see all of that unravel in the most beautiful ways. Let's take the audience back to the beginning. And I suppose the beginning at this point will start from what you were doing prior to having your own business and the decision to go all in.
So the beginning, there was one early morning in September 2019. And I woke up about 3-ish and couldn't quite sleep. So I turned to my phone, and funny enough, I turned to LinkedIn. And then I saw this chick talking on LinkedIn. Oh my God. Like, hang on a second. She's like walking around talking and she's traveling. So I'm like, who is this chick? I've never met her before. And so random. Anyway, I learned to discover the introduction of Ruby Lee into my world. And so I then thought, okay, this is really interesting. I must check out this chick. And she said something along the lines that she's from Melbourne. I'm like, how come I live in Melbourne? I have not met this chick. Anyway, she was like in some part of the Northern Hemisphere at that time in Europe having fun. And then I started to follow your story. And I started to follow your travels. And I started to listen to your podcast. I then came up to an opportunity to work with you on Blaze, and you were in Portugal. And prior to that September morning, I was in corporate for 19 years. So banking and finance, working in the leading banks in Australia. And I worked with one of them who then decided to leave and the wealth management division due to a lot of the change in legislation and law. So then I was made redundant in July 2019, and I wanted to start my own business. And I knew one day I would start my own business, and I knew that it would be different. I was excited about the unknown. So I actually did a lot of courses prior to that. It was just, you know, interesting. I did Grant Cardone's course in August 2019.
And was he the first course that you did? Oh, wow, what a baptism of fire.
And I was in Gary Vee's National Success Conference, right? So I was like Gary Vee, Karine Ray.
Even at the same conference.
Grant Cardone, Elena Cardone, and I'm like, rocket, all this, like, okay, I never knew about this whole world because I was very much in my world of success in the banking and finance. So I was actually quite sheltered in that sense. And then I thought, wow, this is a whole new world out there. And I got to learn about all this, you know, online world. And so Grant Cardone was obviously the baptism of fire. I went to his boot camp in Sydney. I flew there, paid $5,000 for 3 days. And then I learned about all this world of difference of like showing up, LinkedIn, pull out a video, take yourself, 3-minute talk about anything. We were challenged during the conference to do that. And then I was like, okay, I don't even know very much about this LinkedIn thing apart from it's my online resume, really. And then I learned about you, Ruby, who is the LinkedIn brand boss at the time, doing this amazing, very successful course. And I'm like, okay, I got to really learn about this LinkedIn thing because she is really good on that. And so I decided to embark on a 5-week course with you in October, November 2019. I learned about online, I learned about emails, I learned about systems, I learned about creating calendar online system, I learned about spirituality, and then it sort of then led me towards, you know, other areas. You did your December gathering, and then I started to participate in a number of your, I suppose, events, workshops, and then programs, and then On Your Hustle membership. So that was the journey. That was the introduction of, hello, Ruby in my world. And I think there was a lot of really interesting areas that you shared because I could resonate with them. And randomly, you know, occasionally, I'm not someone who is always very present on social media. And whenever I am, you are telling a story about you leaving corporate. And I could resonate with that. I was like, oh my God, she's like telling me at that point in time, she's sitting on a desk and she wanted to leave corporate. And now I am sitting on a desk and I'm reading that story that me wanted to leave corporate. And so I could just resonate with a lot of your stories. So I was like, yep, I'm going to go on a journey with this girl. And she's traveling around the world and I'm traveling through her stories.
Wow, that is amazing. Even just hearing you recount the steps of what you did inside of the coaching arena and how you came to working with me. I kid you not, this is like what I teach to my clients around creating a pathway of, you know, having people join your programs or getting to know you better, dipping toes into the water. You guys, like Jocelyn is like the model citizen for creating a pathway that is so aligned, and me receiving an aligned client in Jocelyn and also, you know, you receiving an aligned coach for where you were at the time, which is just so amazing and so beautiful. And yeah, so Jocelyn's talked about one course that I did called Blaze. I don't run it anymore, but it really was my very first coaching program for coaches. And I still remember the questions you were asking in the program. And it felt like you had already started a business or you were already doing a business and you're like, no, I haven't actually started anything yet. It's just something I'm going to do. I was like, what? Like you were already way beyond your time because I could feel your energy was already like, oh no, I'm doing this. This is not if, this is just a matter of when, and it's already happening. So talk to us about those first few months, actually putting yourself out there, starting the business, and that real like awkward period of receiving your first clients and what you had to do, because that is like getting off the mark is always so intimidating. So what were some of your first steps, especially coming straight from corporate, having never sold anything based on your own personal brand? What did you do?
I came with the impression that I want to transition to executive coaching because I had hired so many executive coaches and I really progressed and accelerated in my career. And I could resonate with you because you started with career coaching as well before you actually transitioned to intuitive business coaching. And I'm like, I got you. So my first 6 weeks of masterclasses in person, I run that in the co-work space me in Exhibition Street. I would do that on a Saturday morning. I would do that on a Thursday night evening. I didn't know anything about ads or promotion. I just like whoever that's in my network, I invited them. Every time people came up, I catered for food. I had like morning 2-3 hours. I had people coming in and I did 6 topics. Give and receive feedback. Leadership, EDIS, because I was accredited and I am accredited in EDIS profiling. I did profiles on, you know, above the line, below the line thinking, leadership, and even talking to
back now about those memories was really like, wow, it felt like yesterday. But I did 6 masterclasses in person. I had people attending. I had one time this whole company who decided that they just want to bring 5 of his guys randomly to that evening. And I teach them how to build a team, how to grow a team, how to be a team, how to collaborate as a team. I was like, wow, this is fun. I still have those photos actually.
And did your employer at the time support that?
So I wasn't working at that time.
Oh, you'd already finished up.
Yeah. I finished up. And then I thought, right, this is not sustainable from an income perspective because the amount that I exchanged in terms of my time and energy, and I was still in a very, very tail end of paying off my mortgage. So I decided to go back and work for a boutique for a year and then build my financial runway.
So boutique financial planning firm, not a clothing boutique.
Correct. So it was so
although
easy.
You would rock being in a clothing boutique, you would sell them out.
Oh, tell me about it, Ruby. I used to work for Jack and I used to work for Sabah. I used to just get sales like, it's so easy. I didn't even sell them. They just bought so many pieces.
I would just imagine you'd be like so enabling. Yes, take all of it. Like it looks amazing.
You should buy more. Actually, you should wear this on the weekend and combine this because this could be multifunctional.
See, she's already got the sales jam, people. She's already got that natural ability to, you know, connect and converse with people. Okay, so you went back, worked for a boutique financial planning firm with the intention of paying off the mortgage and creating that security.
Yes. And so along that journey, I was listening to your podcast. I was part of the Own Your Hustle membership. So I learned a lot about the spirituality aspect that I was not aware of. And I, you know, learned so much about the way you journal, because you journal to write and create the future. Whereas I used to journal to just write it down because it's like, you know, what gets measured gets done, right? So I would write all that from a stats perspective and create that in my journal. And I used to have that in front of my mirror every morning when I do my makeup. And then your introduction of writing journaling was really, really interesting. And it caught me in a way that I thought, wow, I like this girl about journaling because that's your modality. And so I learned so much about that. And then you went into meditation and you did a whole series of meditation in another mini program. And I was like, I used to walk down the river and I used to listen to those meditation because I like, I could resonate with them. This is different to what I used to do in, you know, other meditation courses. So last year, then I built up really successfully in my financial planning business. But I knew in my heart, it was time to really go all in. It was in Amy Porterfield's conference last year that when she asked about, you know, what's the one thing you want to achieve by 31st of December, 2020? And I said, look, you know what? Actually, I'm going to place it order to the universe that I am just going to quit and do it. And things fast forward from there. And along the way, there were a number of programs that you did or courses or masterclasses that I participated that just sort of dropped a lot of guidance along the way. And then I knew that I wanted to work with someone who had experience transitioning from corporate into their own business. And so I already marked your name down and it was just the timing. And so when it came to November, I knew that I'm going to quit in December. I knew that I needed a group to help me move into that space. What I have really enjoyed the journey was the complimentary around being so feminine in business, because it is always very masculine, right? Business is like for men, you know, if any pictures and any portraits you see is like men in business. I'm like, we need more female portraits in business. And so
thinking about the way you entered this world, it was Grant Cardone, Gary Vaynerchuk, like the real at the forefront male characters in business, right? It's like, wow. And here you are now in the evolution of discovering epic female leaders who are also doing the same. and essentially you realizing, hang on a second, I'm an epic female leader. I'm going to step up to the plate. I see it all unravel. It's so beautiful.
Hi, lovely. I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I wanted to jump in really quickly to let you know about one of my favorite courses that I've ever put together called Soul Led Business. When I first started my business, I drew a really hard line between my spiritual side and all things strategy. To a certain point, I experienced amazing success. Perhaps you've seen that and heard that on the podcast itself, but I lent purely on push energy and it eventually led me to a form of burnout. It wasn't until I embraced my intention and intuition that my business started to flow. So if you're listening to this and you feel a little stuck in your business, you feel as though there's some sort of ceiling or there's limiting beliefs around earning more and being more of who you truly are, then check out Soul Led Business and don't forget to enter the code SOUL200 to get $200 off the course. Check the show notes below and let's get back to today's episode.
What was your relationship with spirituality before working with myself and Lindsay, for example? Were you always sort of connected spiritually in some way? Now you're an intuitive coach. Like, was there something there always kind of brewing away for you?
I have always been very spiritual in my practices, but I was not public around it. So privately, I've always had all sorts of practices that it was, you know, meditation, because growing up, my grandmother had very, very good setup for the day. Her morning routine was something I emulate. So she would pray in the morning, she would go for her walk, she would really then shop for the day, you know, in a wet market in Malaysia. And so I had emulated a lot of her spiritual practices, and I practiced, you know, Christianity, and it was very much in the private. I was not public around that. And a lot of the, I suppose, journey along your lines when you were formally practicing that, I could resonate with that. But I also knew that awareness of other aspects of spirituality is available. The example that I could give was around the way you talk about crystals. I'm like, I have so many crystals at home in Malaysia. Like, my parents bought all sorts, you know, from different world and, you know, different parts of the world. And I'm like, they are there. They brought in calmness and all that. And then, you know, we talk about holy water and, you know, holy oil. And we talk about practices on, like, in Chinese, you know, custom, a few days before Chinese year, you do the cleaning and the detox and all sorts of practices. And it was so religious in that sense.
And you remember we were both talking about this because we grew up in a similar type of church where in our churches, like, we do this thing called speaking in tongues. And it's really weird if you have no idea what that is and you come into a church environment and people are literally speaking this otherworldly type of language or song. And it's, you know, the church explains it in the way it's like your connection, your, the way you speak through the Holy Spirit, the way that you speak to God and all of that. And here, like, after having left the church and you know, not going for a little bit and going on my own path, then I started to come across other spiritual practices where you would speak this language out there. And I was always like, I guess more so programmed to believe that was really evil or that was really weird and not of God. And it's like this stuff that was sitting in the background behind the scenes. But then I started to realize, like, you have, there is so much, just depending on how you interpret it, there is so much connection in the spiritual realm, no matter what you call it, what label you give it. There is something there about how humans in our body, how we express that connection to God, source, energy, the universe, right? I love that conversation we had. Okay, so what a journey, just leaving your corporate. I remember that conversation. We celebrated the new you, that new chapter, you know, and into receiving new clients, digging deeper into spirituality, actually putting into practice everything that you learned over that whole period of time with some incredible entrepreneurs. And that's one thing about you, Jocelyn. You've got this thirst for learning, and you've got such a big capacity to learn and to bring in information. Like, you are the type that will do 2-3 courses at the same time and be like, integrate, and actually do the work, not just have it sit there. So, you know, even the time that you were inside of the Amplify Mastermind, you're like, I'm doing this course, I'm working with this person, da, 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 da. And it was a very holistic approach for you. And you got to decide, this is what's going to work for me, and this is all the stuff that isn't right for me right now. So I know some of you listening will resonate with that, where it's like, give me all the knowledge and all the courses. And you've implemented that in a very short period of time. In 1 year, you have gone from zero in your business to, what was the biggest month that you just had? An incredible sales month.
Well, still is already multiple five figures now, and it's only 8th of October.
Sorry,
it's only gonna go further up. So I believe in exponential growth.
Hell yes. You believe in exponential growth, then screenshot this right now and tag us, because I do feel that this message is simply not loud enough in the industry, where there seems to be a louder voice around, it's hard, it's difficult, it takes lots of time. I'm not taking that away from anybody who's going through that right now. But the reason why I love to have voices and women like Jocelyn showing you the opposite end of the scale and how possible it very much is to empower you to receive that yourself. So let's talk about that. So you've gone from $0 months, getting a few clients trickling in slowly, slowly. And I know for you, it was kind of just like, boom. What do you think happened? What was the one thing that just changed for you that attracted more clients to work with you?
So along the lines, last year, I already started having clients, and I think it was really understanding who I am. So there is, I think, important for people thinking that they leave corporate, whatever you do, think about giving yourself the opportunity to let go of your corporate life, because I did 8 weeks of hypnotherapy to just purely reprogram my subconscious mind. And I asked Ruby about, you know, who she did her hypnotherapy with, and we had the same person. So it was Trisha Fishman. And it was just so powerful. If you can really invest that for yourself, it is something that, you know, really made such a difference. You could do a group one, but, you know, doing one-on-one, it is so powerful. So I did that for January and February this year. And then I was very conscious about any money beliefs that I had. I was a financial advisor. I play money all my life. Millions and millions of dollars. Yet there were residual areas of money beliefs I had to release, unlock, and very much let them go. That they have no power, no authority, no dominion over me, so that I can come clean in my head to receive as an entrepreneur. It's very different when you work under someone's authority and they pay you fortnightly or monthly. And that now you become your own authority as an entrepreneur, CEO in your own world, that you manage money and you receive money and you nurture money differently. So I did that work, and that's when, from April onwards, just things happened. And things happened with ease, with grace, because I journaled that, I speak over that, I believe with every core of my fiber that I choose to believe in it. So it is so important for us, you know, we've got mantras, we've got affirmations, but it's important to believe that from the inside out and not let the external force dictate the belief for us. And that's the major shift.
Oh, that is just so profound. And it's something that, noticing everybody, that it's like you can have all the strategies in the world, but if you don't believe in it, if you're not working on the inner self and switching whatever needs to happen, that switch of the flick on, I'm deciding that this is going to be my reality, nothing changes. And I want to speak very quickly about your number one best-selling book, because I think it ties in beautifully to literally your success code. So you are a contributing author on the recently published Success Codes alongside 20 plus female entrepreneurs. Congratulations on completing the project and for being such a strong contributor to this book. What led you to doing something like this, a really unique collaboration to grow your brand and also a way in which to stamp your authority in terms of what you do? So, yeah, talk us a bit about that and also more about the book.
So this book project, being part of Amplify Container, let me tell you maybe a few things about being in the Amplify Container that I think is really important. You can come to a container that someone creates and you could choose to participate. You could choose to sit in the sidelines. I was very strategic around how I am in that container. So every single opportunity that we have a conversation or someone drop in something in the container on Voxer, I would always see if that opportunity resonates with me and I would say yes. Now, that was dropped by Hayley Parks into Voxer. I then always wanted to write a book. So if the audience think that when you think about one day in my vision board, one day. So here's my challenge to you is, what if today is the day? What if it's presented to you and you just need to say yes? You don't need to know the how. Forget about the how. Just say yes and the rest will work itself out.
And literally the message that Hayley dropped in was like, hi, gals, this is what I love about the mastermind. I've collaborated with someone who created a book and I was a part of the first iteration. We're looking for authors now for the second book. If you're interested, just message me. And I was like, yes, this is what we do in a mastermind. We share opportunities that drop in, and it was an energetic match to you. So you said yes. You were like, okay, let's do it. Then what happened?
So I said, yes, you know what? I am like, all right, I'll just write the chapter and see where that goes, right? And so I did, and I learned so much along the way from that, because when I choose to write that chapter, I come from a corporate background. So reading data, graphs, you know, spreadsheets was my style. So I challenged myself to write my story. And so I use that as an opportunity to go, I will tell my story. So that was the spark of that moment. And then writing the story and then, you know, having that published on the 3rd of September. And then on the 2nd of October, last weekend, this book has won an international book award in the US for professional development and growth.
How does that feel to you now in terms of that accomplishment? Are you ready to write more books? What? Yes.
I am on my second book project at the moment to be published on the 12th of December. So come on a journey with me. It has just been such a life-changing experience, because when you write, you actually heal a lot of areas in your world. Your message, your stories, the vulnerability that you're willing to open up. I share a lot of things that I failed, and I don't let it hold me back. Don't let me, you know, stay in that life or in that story anymore. I share so that I can release that healing. And that was how Success Code is for my chapter to redefine the rest of my life will be the best of my life, because it is success that we create. Success is created out of our thoughts, not by the external circumstances of our world. So if you choose to see success differently from the moment you listen to this very voice and this very episode, I guarantee you, your success is just right at your doorstep. So claim it, believe that, prophesy that over your world, and you live in success.
So good. Prophesy that over your world. And isn't that just what we're tying into the idea of journaling, working on your inner beliefs, and just with you in particular, you get out there and you just get shit done. So there is no oh, maybe one day, you are full of action. You take it to the max. And like you said, you're not afraid to have a trip up every now and again. It's just an experiment. It's just part of the journey. So more recently, one thing that you shared with all of us was you decided to qualify as a life coach. I remember when you shared that, you're like, okay, I'm in, I'm doing this, I'm doing life coach accreditation. And you've recently graduated, which is amazing. I saw that your partner celebrated by giving you a beautiful bouquet of roses, which is just so lovely, isn't it, when you have a supportive person in your life. How does it feel now? So how does this change other things around what you're offering? So are you going more into life coaching or blending the business and the life? We'd love to know what's next on the cards for you, Jocelyn.
For many, many months, I've always dreamed of something. And, you know, when you start to dream, you imagine. And I really invite people to, you know, do a lot of visualization. There's, you know, a lot of Ruby's materials that has got visualization. Do that because when you imagine, you bring things to life in your mind. You could create space that, you know, is fun, is exciting, is full of energy and is flowing. And so I seize an opportunity. Again, that opportunity came from someone I knew in the Amplify Mastermind. Being in that container, you get to build relationships, right? So I had so many wonderful, intentional friendships, relationships. I believe that I have almost gotten to know everyone, 95% of it.
I loved how you set that example of how to really utilize a mastermind and doing it in a way that is not just take, 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 but you are such a giver. You are such like a giver of light, information. I mean, the way that we speak to each other anyway inside of the mastermind is always like, I have a question, but I'm also going to answer your question. And it's just, that's the beauty of it. And you always brought such balance in there. So, oh, it's just, it's so beautiful. Okay. So you found the opportunity through someone in the mastermind and there you went, you took it.
I also want to add that I did, right, a 4-week program with another lady in the same mastermind as well. Now, imagine how much you can do. Like we did 21 days of IG live stories together for the fun of it, just purely for the fun of it. But I'll come back to Ruby's point around, yes, I had then said, okay, there is the first round that they are introducing an accelerator course by the Life Coach School. And so I thought about it and I thought it's $21,000, 12 weeks. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to manifest this because Ruby always go, put your order. You're like, you know, Ruby always go, like, put your order in. I'm like, I'm going to do it. Like, put my order in too. Okay.
21,000. Thank you.
Thank you. And you know what? I am a testament today. 21,000 came in USD.
And I love that. Hey. Stories.
So yesterday I finished my exam, my practicals, and I am a certified life coach. My goal is to combine that with business coaching because I've got a number of qualifications, you know, that I've acquired over my career, and I want to bring all that together. And I want to bring that change of female in leadership, female in managing money, millions, millions. I want to see, feel, taste female entrepreneurs that are capable of managing millions, because we are going to be this generation of female entrepreneurs changing lives, making impact, and being and doing it in the most gracious goddess way.
Yes.
Fun. And you know what? Ruby and I are going to this private jet holiday. So
oh, we're doing it, babe. Yes. We are booking the private jet. It's like, I'll say to anyone who says this, I'm like, I'll get the jet, you get the island. You know, it's like, okay, well, I'll get we'll meet on your island. And that's literally, I was saying that to another interview I had this morning. And it feels like when you're around women, and my philosophy around coaching these powerful women in particular, I want to coach my clients so much so they're making millions. And of course, we become the bestest of friends in the process, because that's a big deal. Like, you know, working together in that echelon of increasing money flow, getting to know inner self so much, is like, of course we're going to hang out on an island together and celebrate. Like, why not? So Jocelyn, absolutely. Oh my goodness. You know what? I could talk to you all day, and I already know how inspiring, and the intention we held for this interview was to inspire. I know how many people are going to just feel lit up and fired up about this journey and how quickly it's unraveled. Like, I cannot even imagine where you're going to be this time next year. We'll need to earmark a catch-up episode. Where do we find you, and where do you mostly hang out so that we can continue following this journey?
Find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and just visit me on my website. I have a podcast as well, Cash Flow is Confidence. And so come and listen and subscribe to that. And yeah, I would love to work with you and champion your success and cheer you on, because I fully believe, even if you do not know me today, you are in my orbit. And that if we cross path, and we will cross path, I believe to cross path with many, many female entrepreneurs in the world. And so I want to leave everyone with this thought. What got you here won't get you to the next spot. You've got to appreciate what you brought yourself to that point, but also then let go so that you can open up the channel, the space, the container to move to the next level. And believe in multiplication, believe in exponential expansiveness, because you've got to expose yourself to that. Don't live in your past. You get to create your own future. You get to write your own future. And I learned that from Ruby, because, you know, her journaling modality had really, really been something that I applied a lot. Do that, because ultimately you write your own story. Read my book, Success Codes, and my next book is coming up on the 12th of December. So if you follow me on socials, you get to see the way I promote that. And have fun, live like you are queen today.
I feel like that is the ultimate quote, live like you are queen today. Thank you for empowering us so much, Jocelyn. And yes, I know that we're all just going to walk away from this episode with the biggest smile on our face. So big love, and I'll catch you next week, everybody.
Thank you so much for sharing an energetic space with me today. I truly hope this has given you a new perspective to embrace, to ponder on, and of course, to apply into your businesses right here and right now. Because if not now, then when? If you are loving this podcast, please leave me a review. And further yet, if you have come to check out some more content of mine, then also have a look at the free classes link in the show notes below. There's new ones added quite often, and these aren't just tip of the iceberg learnings. Usually these are derived straight from my masterminds and content that you're going to be able to apply directly into your business right here and right now. So you're in for an absolute treat. Click on the link below, and I'm excited to see you for the next episode.